It's 8 a.m. Eastern, March the 24th, and this is your daily crypto report. Bitcoin is down 0.5% at $27,779. Ethereum is down 0.5% at $1,756. And Binance Coin is down slightly at $321. Well, just hours after our broadcast yesterday, the Interior Ministry in Montenegro tweeted that former Terraform Labs CEO Do Kwon had been arrested in the country. Kwon was apparently arrested with falsified documents from Costa Rica on his way to Dubai. He was traveling with one other South Korean citizen. Interpol confirmed his arrest hours after the tweet announcement was made. After he was arrested, U.S. prosecutors announced criminal fraud charges in addition to the civil charges Kwon already faces in the U.S. The U.S. Department of Justice will seek his extradition to the U.S., but there's a long line of countries who want Kwon to answer for what he's done. Well, El Salvador President Nayib Bukele is introducing a bill to eliminate taxes on technology innovations. The Bitcoin-friendly country will now see no taxes on software or hardware innovations. That's income taxes, property, capital gains taxes, and import tariffs. It's not clear yet if this will extend to Bitcoin applications. Well, Bitcoin fell on Binance's temporary suspending spot trading. The firm tweeted that they were aware of an issue impacting their spot trading books. CZ called the trading pause a safety measure. Well, Cathie Woods picked up $17.7 million worth of coin on the Wells Notice dip. We mentioned yesterday that she'd sold $13 million of the firm before the notice hit, so congrats to her on that well-timed trade. And finally, the Ethereum Foundation is doubling their bug bounty to $500,000 as the Chapella upgrade is nearing. The upgrade will enable validator staking withdrawals on the main network. The doubling of the maximum bounty for identifying Chapella vulnerabilities may be seen as a precautionary step in ensuring the security of the network. Well, that's all for us today. Visit us at dailycryptoreport.io for sources and links, and listen to us everywhere else you podcast under Daily Crypto Report.